I'm Farai Chidea. This is News and Notes. In places like Atlanta, Detroit, and the Brooklyn and Harlem areas of New York, neighborhoods are changing. Nathan McCall has witnessed firsthand the tension caused by gentrification, so he decided to write a book about it. The result is Them, a new novel out from Atria Books. Nathan, welcome.
Thank you.
So why'd you want to write this book? What in particular sparked your imagination?
Well, when I lived in Washington, I began to see the trickle, if you will, the beginnings of gentrification in that area. And when I moved back to Atlanta, I saw more than a trickle. And I read an article in a newspaper about a neighborhood in Atlanta called Kirkwood, where there had been some pretty serious clashes over the issue of gentrification. And so I began thinking about the issue more seriously then and just trying to figure out, you know, what's going on here.
Now, let's move on to the neighborhood that you set your novel up in. It's in Atlanta's old Fourth Ward, the neighborhood where Martin Luther King grew up. Why'd you choose that particular area?
For a number of reasons. One, I spent a lot of time in that neighborhood. And so when I read the article about the clashes in the other neighborhood, I began thinking about the old Fourth Ward because I thought that it would serve as a great symbolic model for the story that I wanted to tell. As you know, Martin Luther King Jr. talked about the notion of the beloved community. And so as I began thinking about this story, I said, wow, what if you had gentrification and serious clashes in this neighborhood, and there was a built-in irony.
Tell me about your protagonist, Barlow Reed.
Barlow Reed is a young black man. On his 40th birthday, he decides that it's time perhaps for him to buy the house that he's been renting for years in the old Fourth Ward. He's a blue-collar worker, and he's from a rural area in Georgia, and his experiences have led him to not trust whites very much. He sees some white city officials come to their farmhouse, and they tell his father that he needs to burn half of the crops that they have grown that year. And basically, the only reason that they want him to burn the crops is that they don't want him to prosper. And so for Barlow, it's, you know, a seminal moment in his life.
What's the situation that Barlow finds himself in with one of his neighbors, Sandy Gilmore?
Well, what happens is that around the time that Barlow decides that he needs to buy the house that he's been renting, he also begins to notice the influx of whites into the neighborhood. And at some point, a white couple moves in, buys the house next door to him, and moves in. The couple's name is Sean and Sandy Gilmore. And so, given Barlow's history, he is naturally distrustful of the couple. But Sandy Gilmore, in particular, is someone who considers herself very progressive, very liberal. And she tries to initiate a relationship, a neighborly relationship with Barlow. And, of course, he's very reluctant. And they begin having these very uneasy conversations over the backyard fence as they try to negotiate matters of race and other issues.
I want to read back a little bit of your work to you. The book is called Them, and this is Sandy, thoughts going through her mind. Other than the family maid, Ethel, she had never really interacted much with them before. She had dealt with them only in passing, in controlled settings where they were the minority. Now, does that really sum up kind of this clash of cultures?
Yes, because, you know, the title Them, I use that title because I wanted a title that was ambivalent. When we refer to them, it's often, you know, one ethnic group referring to the other as them. And so it cuts both ways. The blacks in the neighborhood viewing whites as them, and the whites who are moving into the neighborhoods viewing blacks as them.
You really try to bring us inside the heads of these characters. Barlow and Sandy's husband, who reacts fairly badly to being in the middle of a black neighborhood. And there is, without giving anything away, there's some tears and some trouble that occur before this book is over. What did you want to leave? What kind of taste did you want to leave in your readers' mouths? Bitter? Semi-sweet? I mean, are you hopeful at all that we can talk through this issue in the country?
Well, one thing as a writer, I'm aware that people get out of a book what they bring to it. But I knew that in terms of an ending, I did not want to write a book that was a tidy ending, if you will, a happy ending, because that's not often the case as it relates to gentrification. Quite often people are displaced and forgotten about, particularly the poor. And so I wanted to write an ending that was realistic, mildly hopeful, and at the same time, not overly optimistic.
Nathan, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Nathan McCall has worked as a journalist for the Washington Post. Currently, he teaches in the African American Studies Department at Emory University, and he is the author of the new novel, Them, from Atria Books.